a few weekends ago, a couple weekends ago, I came across the release from Brown University from some scientists, Peter Schultz and Matthew Stade and Carla Peters, who published a rather innocuous paper on something called the Ina Depression, I-N-A Depression. This is an area on the moon, just above the center of the moon. If you look at the moon on a full moon night, it's about 19 degrees north by 5 degrees east. It measures about 2 miles across, and it's about 100 feet deep. And it's really weird. It's like nothing else that anyone's ever seen on the moon. It was discovered back during the Apollo missions by the Apollo astronauts looking down from orbit. And on Apollo 15, they had a very special camera, which was derivative of some of the spy cameras developed in the late 50s and 60s for photographing the Soviet Union and missile bases and all that.
Right, right.
They took them into lunar orbit. This incredible camera had film that was literally miles long in a long take-up reel inside the service module. And the film came in 4-inch by 45-inch frames that covered 200 miles on a side by 12 or 13 miles long. And they took like 1,500 frames during Apollo 15, 16, and 17 and brought the film back and developed it. Well, this is basically the state-of-the-art spy camera stuff that was keeping us and the Soviet Union from going to war with each other back during the 60s and 70s. I noticed when I looked at this paper from Brown that they had published, the authors had published one of the close-up photographs from this spy camera footage of this strange-looking thing on the moon. It kind of looks like a letter D, George.
Yes.
With a flat bottom and a round
top. Or a horseshoe.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. And it's got all kinds of structure. It's got geometry inside. And, of course, geometry, is what you're looking for when you're looking for potential ruins. So I started looking more carefully. And the more carefully I looked, and I had some colleagues who sent me some, web shots from NASA headquarters, the more amazed I was at what we had found. And so I put up a quick article on Friday so people could kind of get used to the idea. And then my dear friend and colleague, Steve Troy, who was one of our presenters at Joshua Tree, was able to get hold of some of our contacts in NASA and actually get real copies, second-generation copies, of the 4-inch by 45-inch frames of this panoramic camera itself, which arrived today, and we scanned a portion and put it up tonight as part of an update to the article. George, if you look at this image, which is down near the bottom of the article,
mm-hmm.
It's at the top of the Enterprise main page, right below the Joshua Tree banner for the CDs and DVDs and MP3 download, and above the Godman ET banner, sandwiched in between there is the second item, is this banner that says Lunar Ruins at 19.5.
Right.
Because I got to tell you, George, I've been looking at this stuff for a very long time. I've been looking at thousands of pictures, as well as Steve and Ken Johnston and other people on our team. I have never seen anything that so screams artificiality on the moon as this set of pictures.
What do you think this is, Richard?
Well, I'm going to give you the most blown out, wild idea that you have probably ever heard come out of me on this show.
And I got to tell you, because just listening to you over the years with Art and the several years with me, you're pretty deliberate with what you say. You don't like to take that huge leap unless you really have your ducks in order.
Nope. I'm trying to do science. My and my colleagues are trying to do real science. It's cutting edge. It makes some people uncomfortable because they don't like the idea that their space agency has not been telling them the truth. And we've been saying for a lot of years, backed up by a lot of evidence, that the evidence is in that NASA is not telling us everything they found out there. Well, here's my idea.
All right.
When I saw in the Brown release, which was also reproduced on the official NASA website on this over last weekend, that this structure was located at 19 degrees north by 5 degrees east, instantly, of course, my pattern recognition system said, oh, my God, 19.5.
Yeah.
Now, it is one of the only features like this anywhere on the moon that we have photographed. Now, we haven't photographed all of the moon. We photographed a lot of it at high res, but not all of it.
Right.
So you can't say that it's the only thing anywhere on the moon like this. But just the idea that this thing was so unusual, when I got a chance to look this afternoon at this scan, this preliminary scan of the actual Pan Cam film, there was no doubt in my mind what I think we're looking at. I think we're looking at a lunar ancient archaeological investigation. I think someone dug out this area, exposed the ruins on the moon that are buried underneath the dirt, the soil, regolith, in this area at 19 degrees by 5 degrees, knowing that any civilization worth its salt would figure out the significance of 19.5 in this physics I've been talking about for all these years. When we went to the moon, we would go to that location because this looked so unusual optically. There are some color images from Clementine that I have in the article tonight, and they are ratios of red and blue. And if you looked at these, George, you can see this feature is intensely, intensely blue. It is one of the brightest and bluest features of anything anywhere on the moon.
I got to tell you, it is bizarre. It is very unusual. And again, to those of you who do not have a computer, you haven't been up on the EnterpriseMission.com website yet, picture a horseshoe. It also has a look. It looks like a tombstone, doesn't it?
Yes, a bit. Which would be
as long as our names aren't on it, Richard. That's all we needed.
But zoom in and look at the detail. Now, you have to understand you're looking at an aerial picture looking down from 60 nautical miles with a very high-powered lens and a very incredible large piece of film, basically a spy satellite camera. And the details, they look like buildings. You can see walls. You can see collapsed structures. You can see debris. You can see arrangements, geometrical arrangements. It is an intelligent pattern down there. And the more you look, the more you'll get comfortable with what you're looking at, and this pattern will begin to become recognizable. And in the next few days, I'm going to do an update, very thorough analysis with lots of links, lots of supporting data. We'll then have the film actually scanned at high res. This is like about 2 to 1 meter resolution, which is better than anything up until MRO that we've had of Mars. And I'm telling you, George, this is it. This is the smoking gun everybody has been looking for. In the Brown press release, they simply are, mystified by what natural phenomenon could produce this, and their best guess was that it was some kind of outgassing event in the last few million years, making it the youngest feature that NASA had ever discovered on the lunar surface that had changed. In fact, I think it's an excavation.
I was going to say, how could some kind of lunar gas release make these kinds of round ridges
don't forget the rectilinear geometry. There are buildings down there that look exactly like you took an aerial picture of Washington, D.C., or New York, or Los Angeles. And as I said, I'm going to put up comparisons so people who aren't used to looking at spy satellite pictures can actually have comparisons so they kind of have a familiarity with what we're seeing.